Ich weiß nicht, ob ich den nachher reinkriegen will. Also nicht nur ganz bin, dass man
So Baruch Hashem, we're together again, once again, Ben Koisle Beis HaMedesh. So I was away, and last week was Shavuos HaBetamiz, but it's always a pleasure to be back with Chaverim, Makshivim, and the Mishtasheh B'Divrei Torah. So the topic we will be discussing today, I think, is a fascinating sugya, and that is the din of HaTorah's Nedorim. So this week's Parsha, Parsha's Matis, we actually read two Parshas this week, Matis and Masri. At the beginning of Parsha's Matis, Ishki yed haneder l'Hashem o yeshuv v'shavur. L'esor yisrael nafshoi, lo yachel devoroi. K'chol yoytzim mepiv yasa. So you cannot violate a neder, and if you do so, it's an asay and a lo tase. K'chol yoytzim mepiv yasa, lo yachel devoroi. But twice in Shas, Brochus Lamed Beis Medalef, and Chagigid Afiyudah Medalef, Chazal Darshan. Lo Yachel Devuroi, Hu Einoi Meichel, Avol Acherem Moichlen Loi. And it is from here that we learn, Chochem Oikeres Aneder. So if you did a neder, or a Shavua, or even a Froshes Tumah and a Froshes Chala, and you regret it for some justified reason, you could go to a Chochem, and he has the power to make away with your neder, to invalidate your neder. And that is the din of HaTorah's Nedorim. So is this a drosha or is it a svara? Lo yachel devoroi. And Chazal say, Hu einoi meichel, avol acherim moichon loi. It's not a yitur. Is this a yalfusa? Or Chazal simply say, on his own, he cannot violate a neder, but others have the power to invalidate the neder. So this is a very fundamental question. The Gemara says, Chochem oikeres a neder me'ikroi. That means, if you go to a Chochem and he invalidates or annuls your neder, it is as if the neder really was never existent. And the neder is nekolam afreya. So if a person is mekadesh ha'isho, al menashe ein olayech nedorim. And it's a very explicit and clear tenai. Areyat mikudeshli al menashe ein olayech nedorim. And turns out that she has a ton of nedorim, but she went to a chochem and regretted, and the chochem found the pesach, and he was matir the neder. Harezum kedushes, and there is no need for a new kedushin. The kedushin is intact. And that is because Chochem Oikeres HaNeder Mikroi. And it is considered as if there never were Nedorim, and the Kiddushin is valid. So Chazal say in Ksub is the fine Gemal, Chochem Oikeres HaNeder Mikroi. And some Achroinim deal with the question, is that mamish as if there was never a Neder, or it's somewhat of a mix or combination? So Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik and Hilchos Ishus in Perek Beis has a new Hagadorah. Perek Beis, Halachot Esma Ishus. And Reb Chaim deals with the concept of Mi'un. And that is an entire Perek in Masechet Yevomis. I don't know whether everybody is familiar with Mi'un. But Kiddushin Derabbanan. A father has the power to be Mekadosh his daughter even before she could do it on her own. She is a Ktano. Father has the authority to be Mekadosh's daughter. An orphan, a Yesaimo that has no father. Mother and brother have the same authority, but that is only Midrabbonon. So a Ktano shenisos al yedei imo v'achio, and that is only Kiddushin Derabbonon. She doesn't really need a get. Miun would be enough. And Miun is somewhat of a ceremony. She has to declare before the Beis. No, all that's needed is a declaration. I don't want this person as my husband, and the kiddushin is invalidated. It is annulled. And the Gemara says, Miun is oikel amafreya. And Reb Chaim comes up with a new idea, a new definition. Mekanu lahabo lemafreya. Which means the Miun doesn't take away the kiddushin as it never existed. If that would be the case, then she would have to repay what he gave her to eat, and he would have to give back peiris she'ochal min nechaseo, mutual obligations, monetary obligations. He feeds her, and he has the right in her masi yadayim. So does all that go back? Reb Chaim says no. Mekanu lahabo, it is as if lemafreya. Legabei ma, what's the nafka mina? He could marry her sister. She could marry his brother. There is no isra of eshesach, there is no isra of achos isho, because in all practicality, from now on, it is as if this kiddushin, nisuin, never existed. But it doesn't mean that it's igloa milsalam afreya, that it never was. So Reb Chaim Brisker comes up with this new terminology. Mekanu lahabo lemafreya. So Reb Elchanan, who was a disciple, a Talmud of Reb Chaim Brisker, twice, in Koivitz Oras Leish Samech Beis, and in Koivitz Shuam Amsochim Simukufa and Gemal, comes up with the same terminology, the same definition regarding Heter Nedorim. So maybe Heter Nedorim is also Mekan Ulahabo Lemafreya. And he bases this idea primarily on the Rush. Rush, Nedorim Dafnun Beis. The Gemara says in Nedorim Dafnun Beis that if a person asset something on himself with a neder, it's not a bottle berav, because it's a Dovo Shiesh Loim Matirin. What is a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin? Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin is an Isser. And there's a very fundamental halacha which you're probably all aware of, and that is Bittul Barav. Isur Shinis Arav Barav Heter. And we cannot identify and differentiate which is the Isser, which is the Heter. It's Bittul Barav. If it's a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin, it's not Bittul Barav. For instance, Muktzah. Wait till Moitzah Shabbos. And the argument of Chazal is, Ad she'toichlenu be'isur, toichlenu be'heter. So if it's an Isur that never has a heter, it's a botel berav. But if we're dealing with Muktzah or Noilad, all you have to do is wait till Moitzah Shabbos. So why rely on Bittel? Ad she'toichlenu be'isur, toichlenu be'heter. So in the Bavli, it seems to be accepted, Svora, that an Eder is a Dov Sheyesh Loi Matirin, because the person could go to a Chochem, and he's Oiker as an Eder Meikoroi. But the Rosh brings that the Yerushalmi has a suffix, whether it is considered a Dov Sheyesh Loi Matirin or not. So the understanding of the Rosh is, why would it not be considered a Dov Sheyesh Loi Matirin? Because if it's an Isser, it never could have a Heter. If the Chochem is Oiker as a Neder, then never was an Isser. If it is Osser, doesn't have a Heter. If the person goes to a Chochem and he finds a Pesach and he's Matin Adorim, then Igloa Milsa, that it never was an Isser. That is not defined as a Dov Sheyesh Loi Matirin. So the Rosh explains that is the suffix. So why is it a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin? Because the Maskon of the Yerushalmi is the same as the Bavli. It is a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin. So the Rosh says, because after all, right now it's also. And Reb Elchanan understands the Rosh, well, even though Chazal say, Chochem Oiker Seneda Me'ikroi, but after all, it's also. And Reb Elchanan understands the Rosh, similar to Reb Chaim. Mikanu lahabal lemafreya. And I feel Reb Chaim Zagdora is only relevant by a derabbanon. Hem omru vehem omru. When Chachamim formulate the din, it is entirely within their power. Hem omru vehem omru. So when we're dealing with nesu'in derabbanon, and miun, invalidates and soon the Rabbanan. And Chazal could say, up to now, she was married. From now on, it is as if she was never married. Hem amru, v'hem amru. When we're dealing with the Diraisa, there is no such a thing as Makan ulahaba lemafreya, because essentially, we're saying Dova v'hipuchoi b'neshim achas. Mekan ulahaba and lemafreya are Dova v'hipuchoi. So how could you say up and down in the same time, or right and left in the same time, or past and future in the same time? Mekan ulahaba lemafreya is atata desata Dova v'hipuchoi. There is no such a thing as Mekan ulahaba lemafreya. Beyond that, in Torah, as in nature, lahavdil. I don't say such a big lahavdil, because some of us don't get it that noisen Torah is also b'ra shemayim v'oretz. Kodesh Baruch Hu created Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. And I say in Torah, as in nature, nothing you do now will work for yesterday, for the past. Ha'olam holech kadima velo achora. The same in halacha. Nothing you do now could have any effect in the past. There is no such a thing in the halacha. So the only way to have any influence lemafreya is only if we could prove then what we want to do lemafreya actually always was. We just weren't aware of it. Like Mekach Tos, person bought a house. A year later, he comes to Basin and he says, I was cheated. The seller lied. This is not what I paid for. Or Kedusha Tos. So how could we invalidate Kiddushin that we did 6 months ago, transaction that we needed a year ago? You need to prove that it was flawed, that it was a mistake. But you could do nothing today expecting it to have an effect yesterday. How could that be? How could that be? So if Chazal say, Chochem oikere saneda mi'ikora, and you need a Pesach, L'chayre, it is only because the Chochem has authority to decree that this neder was a mistake. It was flawed to begin with. And that is exactly what Tosfos says in Nozia Daf Lamed Beis, Al Yedei Heter Nedorim, not Daf Lamed Beis, but Nozia Daf Teso Medalef, Al Yedei Pesach, it is as if it was a neder toes. So, if Chochem Oiker is a neder meikroi, it is meikor, as if igloa milsa lemafreya. Oh, yes. So, Reb Shimon, I'm sure you're aware of the Yerushalmi in the second Perek of Makkos. Shalu lechochmo. Choyte matahei olav, and Choyte says he should be punished. They asked Torah. Torah responded the same way. Shalu laKodesh Baruch Hu, yaseh tshuva v'yuchu pa'alo. Tshuva doesn't fit into the context of halacha, neither the context of logic, neither the context of nature. It is a gift of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So a Kodesh Baruch Hu definitely could do something today that would have an effect yesterday, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'mala min hazman, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no limitations whatsoever. Tshuva is unique, and tshuva is a gift. I'm so happy you asked this question, because, yeah, it's very important. It's very important. And that is why the Yerushalmi says, neither Torah nor Chachma would accept the concept of tshuva, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is unique about tshuva. But, I once explained the reason we say Kol Nidrei, Yom Kippur, by night, and the reason we're so moved and inspired by Kol Nidrei, which if you check the text, it is the most uninspiring text one could imagine. There's nothing in there. Kol Nidre is just a formula of HaTorah's Nedarim. But I think hundreds of people did tshuva and were so inspired by the tune of Kol Nidre, and it's one of the highlights of our year. So, in Minchas Osher, Sichas and Moyadim, there are a few Sichas and Kol Nidre. But one of the ideas I expressed is, we hope that tshuva will work in the same way, and just like when a Chochem is Oiker es HaNeder b'Torah's Nedarim, he proves that the Neder really never was to be. It never was justified. It was flawed. So we come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, we so deeply regret our transgressions. Please see it as if it never was. And accept our tshuva and give us a clean slate. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually does by tshuva mi'avo. And all the Zadoinis Nefam Haloi Lizachuyos. So, coming back to the concept of the Torah Zorah, my understanding in the Rosh would be the Rosh is not Machadish Ageder in a Torah Snedorim. The Rosh is Machadish Ageder in Dovo Sheyesh Loi Matirin, not in a Torah Snedorim. So, yes, after a Torah Snedorim, in essence, it is as if there never was a Neder. But it still is defined as a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin, because after all, right here and now, it's an Issa Gomor. It is not a Sofik Issa. It is not Sofik Chalev or Sofik Nevela, and all we have to do is just check it out. Is it Issa or not? Right here and now, before we come to a Chochem and have a Pesach, it's an Issa Gomor. And that is why it is defined as a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin. So the Chiddush of the Rosh is not at all in the realm of a Torah's Nedarim, but rather in understanding the concept of a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin. Sofek Isser, in which we just need to verify, is it Isser or not, that is not a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin, even though you have to be Purdish from a Sofek Isser, because it's only a Sofek Isser. And Neder, before a Torah Sandorim, is not a Sofek Isser. It's an Isser Gomer. Yes, there is a formula, which is Oiker es HaNeder Meikorei. And in my understanding, Meikorei means Meikorei Mamish. But it still is a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin, because as long as you don't go to the Chochem, and as long as the Chochem is not Matir the Neder, it is an Isser Gomer. And that is why it is defined as a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin. I just want to prove this point. Yoredei Kuf Beis Siv Beis. Beitzas Sofek Treifa. An egg was born, and the hen that laid the egg, Sofek Treifa. So the Shulchan Aruch brings in the name of the Rashba. It's not a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin. Why? Because it's a Sofek Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin. Sofek Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin is not a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin. Tzemach Tzedek. The early Tzemach Tzedek, 400 years ago, and Siman Samech Tes brings Ben Giloy, his contemporary, Avodas Agershuni, said, why does the Rashba need to say, Sofek Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin is not Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin? I mean, how would we check whether the hen is a treifa or not? We want to eat the eggs. Well, if she lives 12 months, then obviously, it's not a treifa. Treifa loy chaya yud beis chodesh. What I always think of, so you're going to keep that egg for 12 months. Okay. I hope it still will be fitting for consumption. Maybe you deep freeze that egg for 12 months. But anyway, but the Rashba understands, at the end of the day, our question is, was it always osur or was it always mutar? But because Tzorech Linog Bei Isor Ad Yud Beis Chodesh, that is a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin. So I think the Chiddush of the Rosh is not in the Hagdoras of Heter Nedarim, but rather in the Hagdoran, the understanding of the concept of Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin. But
why is it Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin Bechlal? It's dependent on a third party, the Chochem. If the Chochem doesn't get involved, it's going to remain also forever. It's not by waiting for Motzei Shabbos or being missed.
Okay, so that still is the Gemara. Imishim ho, it is still defined as a davar sheyesh lo matir. And yes, we need intervention. It's not going to have a heter memela like muktzah and Shabbos, but it still is defined as a davar sheyesh lo matir because there's a possibility. So the Gemara says it's only davar sheyesh lo matir because there is a mitzvah. Because the person has a mitzvah to try to annul the neder, that is why it's defined as a davar sheyesh lo matir. Chavas Yor, Tshuva Simen Tes, and two additional Tshuvas, Kuf Chof Tes and Kuf Lamed, argues that if a person violated the neder, Nodam in a Kikav Yachloi, even if he is Nishal HaChochem, he still needs Tshuva. And it is not because what Chazal say in Kedushin Daf Pei Aleph, Isha HaFeiram V'Hashem Yislach Lo, if a person had intention to eat Bosar Chazar, V'Ola B'Yodoy Bosar Tale, Tzorach Mechiles Licha V'Kapora, no, it is beyond Machsheves Achet. So the Chavos Yehuda does feel that Chochem Oikeres Neder Me'ikroi, but after all, it was a transgression. And even regarding the Chavos Yehuda, I think it is different. It is different because at the time, it was also. At the time, it was also. So the Chsam Sofer on the Taz and Yoredesim and Shin Chav Gimel deal with the question, if a person was Mafresh Chala or Tumas Amaisis, and then for any reason he is Shoyel, is the original brocha, brocha levatola. Because if it's a glor milsel and a freya, that there was no chal and there was no truma, would the brocha be defined as a brocha levatola? If so, is there a heter to be shoyal and chal and truma? So many sources in Shas, a person could be shoyal and truma, and shoyal and a frosh eschala. Would the brocha be defined as a brocha levatola? And many Achronim say no, because at the time, the Brucha was valid, and the Truma was Chal. So even if we do say, but at the time, the Truma was Chal, and you could eat the Shirayim, and therefore, the Brucha would not be defined Lemafreya as a Brucha Lematolo. And I don't think that these sources really contradict what I said. Chochem oiker es neder miikora means miikora, not mikan ulahaba lemafreya. In my understanding, the entire concept of mikan ulahaba lemafreya is only valid, is only relevant, is only acceptable when we're dealing with the din derabona, not when we're dealing with the din deuraisa. But maybe the question depends, what is the essence of a Toras Nedorim? I began today's shiur with the Gemara and Brochas Anachigige. Lo yachel devoroi, hu einoi meichel, aval acherem moichlen loy. But the Chochem needs a Pesach to annul a neder. And he needs to question the person that made the neder. Why do you regret this neder? And if he gives any reason that is mekanu lahaba, then the chokham can be matter the neder. He must come up with an argument and convincing reason that if he would know then what he knows now, he would never made the neder. And that is charota de meikora. That is the definition of the Rishonim. That is what we call a Pesach. He needs to convince either the three dayonim or a yochid mumche that he wasn't aware of something he should have been aware of. If he would be aware then, at the time, he wouldn't make the neder in the first place. So how do we define the interaction between the Pesach and the Chochem? We could offer two different interpretations. The Iker HaToras Nedorim is the Pesach, but we need a Chochem to rule that the Pesach is a valid Pesach. So if a person wants to argue mekechdos, he needs to come before Beis Din. And the Beis Din would paskin, is it a mekechdos or not? Person married a woman, and he argues kiddushatois, he needs to come before a Beis Din. And Beis Din would hear, and examine, and listen, and decide, is it kiddushatois? In the same way, person has a Pesach, but he's in a ger bedover, he can decide whether it's a valid Pesach. That is why we need a Beis Din or a Yochid Mumchim, as we learn in the Ran Kiddush in Nedorim Daf Chav Gimel. So, the authority of the Chochem is only to examine and to decide, is that a valid Pesach or not? But what actually invalidates the Neder is the Pesach, and it is considered the Neder Tos, and that is the Pashtus Tosis and the Nedorim Daf Tesem and Aleph. Or maybe no, it is the koyach Beis Din. It is the authority of a chacham. And the Torah gives the chacham a koyach, Torah gives the Beis Din the power to annul a neder. In order to do so, the chacham needs a Pesach. But it is not defined entirely as a neder tos. It is not like a mekach tos when there is a mum be'ikar a mekach or kiddushay tos. It is the authority and the power of a chacham. But the Chochem needs a Pesach. L'chaira, this is dependent on a machloikis between two of the greatest poskim, father and son, the Mabit and the Maharit. The Maharit was a son of the Mabit. Tshuvas HaMabit, Chelek Alef, Semen Tzadik Ches. The Mabit says, a gevaldige chiddush. Min HaTorah, to be matir aneda, you need either a Chochem or a Pesach. Only midrabbonon do you need the combination of both. Min haTorah, Chochem could be matir aneder without a Pesach, and min haTorah, if you have a real Pesach, you don't really need a Chochem or a Beis Din. It is only midrabbonon that you need a Chochem or a Beis Din and a Pesach charot. So according to the Mabit, it definitely is the authority and the koyach of a Beis Din or a Yochid Mumchim. Because in a Torah you don't even need a Pesach. And if you have a Pesach, you don't need a Chochem. The Marit totally disagrees. Tshuvas Marit Chelek Beis Yoredei Simenun Vav. He brings the Mabit and he disagrees. No protection when it comes to Allah. The Marit is a huge fan, an admirer of his great father, the Mabit. But in this case, he disagrees. And he says, min haTorah, you need Beis Din plus Pesach. So according to the Mabit, we could offer two different approaches, interpretations. According to the Mabit, it is clear. Chochem has authority without a Pesach. According to the Mabit, it would be a great chiddush. So when we say Chochem Oiker is a Neder Meikora, is that only with a Pesach? Min haTorah, would we say the Pesach invalidates the Neder Amafreya, the Chochem only Mekan Ula'aba? If we accept my basic argument that I expressed 20 minutes ago, that nothing you do now could affect yesterday, then, according to the Mabit, you don't need a Pesach. So how could a Chochem annul a Neder Amafreya? So would we say that when Chazal say Chochem Oiker is a Neder Mikra, it is only Midrabbonon Liachas Shetzorach Gam Chochem Vegam Pesach, and min haTorah there are two different ways, not only two different formulas, but two different concepts. Pesach is Lemafreya, Chochem is only Mekan Ulahave. I don't know, but maybe. But this would be a very interesting Shaila. Unless we assume that the Mabit disagrees with me, and he sides with Rav Elchanan Wasserman. Maybe even min haTorah we could say, Mikan ulahabo lemafreya. Maybe. I feel very strongly that there's no such a thing. How could anything you do today affect what was yesterday? Everything we do only happens from now on, from the present to the future, not from the present to the past. But if the Mabit says, min haTorah, you need either a Pesach or a Chochem, would be a big chiddush to say the Pesach oiken is another mekora and the Chochom only mekan ulahabo. And when the Gemara says Chochom oiken is another mekora, it's only because Medrabonon at least you need a Chochom plus Pesach. And if you have a Pesach, it is then that the Chochom oiken is another mekora. That would be a very interesting argument. Tshuvas Beis Yitzchok Yoredeya. Simebeis and Simeches, we find an interesting machloikis between Reb Shloime Kluger and Reb Yitzchok Shmelkes, two great Gedolim of Galicia. And I don't know whether Reb Shloime Kluger is in his form. He has a Sefer on the Dorim named Nidris Rizim. Probably is there as well. But the Reb Yitzchok quotes Reb Shloime Kluger. So if a person made a nether, and he was over on the nether, is posel ha'edus. Over alav sheyesh by malchus posel ha'edus, and then the chacham was oiker as a nether. Does he have to do tshuva or he comes kosher ha'edus? Reb Shloime Kluger says, as long as he doesn't do tshuva, he's posel ha'edus. Chacham oiker as a nether meikroi. But at the time when he violated his nether, he was over on alav. The Beis Yitzchok says, "If chacham oiker as a nether meikroi, then it is as if there was never a nether." So, if there was never an Eder, there never was an Aveda. And if he didn't have an Aveda, what does he need to do tshuva? So he definitely needs to do tshuva. Chishuv lechal bosachazev, or all of you that bosat le. But that doesn't pass to a person like this. You only pass to like this if you're over on a lav, sheyesh bo malchus. So once again, I think Reb Shloime Kluger's logic is, at the time, he was over and alav sheyesh by malchus at the time. And it is not like a suffolk issa. After all, yes, we needed a chochem to invalidate the nether. So I feel that the Beis Yitzchok is right. If I'm afraid there is no nether, then besides machsheves aveira, there is no aveira. But I do try to understand Reb Shloime Kluger. So to pass on a person la'edis, after all, ba'oimek ha'dvorim, in essence, he's a Rasha. So, because at the time, there was a neda. And therefore, without tshuva, he cannot be kosher la'edis. So there is significance to the fact that at the time it was defined as a nether, and when he transgressed and violated that nether, it was considered an aveir. Minchas Yitzchok, Chelek Tesem Akuf Yud Ches. Strange historical fact, he brings an argument between the Stipel and Rav Shach. We would never look for an argument, a machloikis between the Stipel and Rav Shach and Minchas Yitzchok. The Minchas Yitzchok is not exactly the spokesman either of the Kilas Yanker or of the Avi Ezli. Different cheder. The Minchas Yitzchok was a sage, one of the greatest and most important poiskim of our time, but he was one of the Hungarian Gedolim, not very well known in the yeshiva world, but yes, so the Minchas Yitzchok, Chelek Tesem Akuf Yud Ches, was presented with an argument between Rav Shach and the Stipel. What was the question? Person was mafresh tumis, maisis, or chala, and for some reason he didn't say a brocha. Should he be shoyel and oiker the hafrosha in order to redo it with a brocha? So the Stipel argued it's a brocha shein etzicha. Right now it's no tevel. Everybody agrees that the hafrosha is valid even without a bracha. So, if it's not tevel and it's mutar b'achila, to be shoyal on the hafrosha and turn it back into tevel to say a bracha is a bracha shein etzricha. Rav Shach argued it's not a bracha shein etzricha because he should have made a bracha in the first place, which he didn't. So that's the right thing to do. And the Minchas Yitzchok doesn't bring any raya. He doesn't come up with a source, but he sides with the Stipel, and he says he thinks it's a brocha shein etzricha. I side with Rav Shach. I don't think it's a brocha shein etzricha. But I do want to bring Lechoira a source. And I think the argument between the Stipler and Avshach is the machloikas between the Shloah and the Mughal Avram. Just going back 350 years, more than 350 years to the Shloah. Kuv Samachay, we find the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If a person wants to sit down to a meal, but before sitting down to the meal, he goes to the bathroom and he washes his hands, and on one hand, he needs to say an Asher Yotzeh. On the other hand, he also wants to sit down to the meal. Natilas Yadayim Ebeis HaKisi, you don't say a brocha Natilas Yadayim. Natilas Yadayim Lesuda, you do say Natilas Yadayim. So he has a dilemma. He wants to wash to the meal as well. So if he wants to wash the meal, he needs to say Natilas Yadayim. But that's a hefsek between the bathroom and Asher Yotzeh. If he will say Asher Yotzeh, he can no longer say Natilas Yadayim because the Asher Yotzeh would be a hefsek. So the Shulchan Aruch says, wash twice. He washes once and he says Asher Yotzeh. He washes again and he says Natilas Yadayim. So the Mogen Avraham says, how could he wash again to say Natilas Yadayim? It's only because of Nikiyas Yadayim. But he wasn't Mesiach Das, so he has no chiv to wash again. No chiv whatsoever. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? He washes once and says Asher Yotzeh, so washes again and says Natilas Yadayim. He's potam and Natilah. Because if you washed and you know that your hands are clean, then you have no chiyuv natilas yadayim besuda. Mogen Avraham quotes the Shla that he should touch b'makoymes hamechusim, and therefore he's mechuyev to wash again. The Mogen Avraham argues that's a brocha shein tzricha. You cannot intentionally cause a situation in which necessitates making a brocha. It's a brocha shein tzricha. So l'chayre, this is the argument between those two gedolim. When we want, in a superficial way, cause the need to make a brocha, would that be considered a brocha shein tzricha? After he touches makoymes hamechusim, then he's chayv b'natilas yadayim, he needs to make a brocha. But there was no real need to touch makoymes hamechusim. He's potam b'natila, he's potam a brocha. So the Shlo says, why not? We want to make a brocha. The Mogen Avraham argues, but if there's no need to make a brocha, then this is a brocha shein tzricha. Would it be the same? So the Mogen Avraham's interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch is, so how could you wash twice? So the Mogen Avraham says, washing after the bathroom, you don't need to wash your entire hand. It's enough. Wash your fingers, so that's not a proper Natilas Suda. So he washes to say an Asher Yotzeh, and that washing is not enough to Natilas Yadayim Suda. And therefore, by Suda you need a Kli. After the bathroom you don't need a Kli. That's the Mogen Avraham's approach. So the Chayda, the Shlom, the Mogen Avraham are the same argument, but I say no, it's not the same. It's not the same. And I think regarding the question of Rosh Hashanah B'li Brocha, everyone would agree it's not a Brocha Shein Tzricha. Why? Because doing the Rosh Hashanah without a Brocha actually is an Aveira. It's an Aveira. Washing after the bathroom is not an Aveira. And if you washed and you have clean hands, then there's no need to wash again. He wasn't even an Aveira. We just want to find an Eitz, he should make a brocha. The Mogen Avraham says that's a brocha shein tzricha. But a person is mafresh chal or tumah without a brocha, he is mevatel a mitzvah sasei. Berachas a mitzvah is a chiyuv. It's not only a privilege, it's chus. It's a chiyuv. And if you are mafresh without a brocha, that is actually an aveira. It's not a lav, but it's a bitul mitzvah sasei de rabbonon. You did something bad. So if you could fix it, then you should. So maybe Rav Shach is right when he says he should do a Toras Nedarim, he should be shoyal on the nether, and then do it in a proper way. Be mafresh chala, tumah maisis with a brocha, as you should have done in the first place. So I think this is different than the machloikis, Mogen Avraham and Shlo, regarding double Natilas Yadayim. If you already did Natilas Yadayim for Asher Yotzeh, then he's potter and Menatila So according to the Shlom, that would not be a Baruch Hashem Sicha. Kal v'choymer v'nidin didan, it would not be a Baruch Hashem Sicha. But I think even the Magen Avraham might agree. In our case, when it was mafresh without a bracha, if he could be shayel and then be mafresh again with a bracha, that would be the proper thing to do. So today we discuss the concept of HaToras Nedorim and the question, Toras Nedorim, which is Chala Mafreya. Is it really Lemafreya? Igro Hamilton Lemafreya, that the Neder was never there? Or is it somewhat of a partial Lemafreya? And we touched many interesting shyness and many interesting points. And we also dealt with the Etzem Aloch of HaToras Nedorim, how we understand the essence of HaToras Nedorim. Is it all about the Pesach and the Tos? We just need a Chochem or a Basin to determine and decide that it is a Neder Tos or no? Or is the Koyach of Basin, the Koyach of a Chochem to another Neder Al Yedei Pesach? My Karve Matafel, is it the Koyach Beisden and the Pesach is just a tool for the Beisden and the Chochem to invalidate the Neder, or it's all about the Tos, but we need a Chochem to be authorized and decide and determine that really this really was a Neder Tos and therefore it's not Chal and it's Nekar Lemafreya. So this Friday is already the Chodesh of Umishanechnes of Mema'atin B'Simcha. Last Sunday was Shavuos HaBetames, 3 weeks. 3 weeks of mourning, of Avelus, starting with the Tzayim and culminating with the Tzayim, Shavuos HaBetames and Tisha B'Av. And these two fast days are two out of four that we find in the Navi Zechariyahu. Tzayim Ravi, Tzayim HaChemishi, Tzayim HaShvi, Tzayim HaAsiri, Yiyu LeBeis Yehuda, LeSosen ULeSimcha, ULeMoyadim Toivim. V'hu Emes V'HaSholoim, Ahevu. So almost every year I speak about this. What is the kesher between the reisha and the seifa of this pasuk? So the reisha of the pasuk is a prophecy, an expression of hope, a blessing that these tragic days of mourning ultimately will be transformed into days of joy. And instead of fasting and mourning, we will rejoice, bebi'as hagoyel. And these tragic days, Yiyu LeBeis Yehuda, LeSosen ULeSimcha, LeMoyadim Toivim. But the same pasuk goes on, V'hu Emes V'Shalom Ahevu. So I always felt the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Masechet Yuma says, Kol Dor Shalai Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav. And whenever I ask the people sitting before me, what do Chazal say? So by now, most of the people get it right. Most of the people that hurt me a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So the Veld Zogt, people say, Kol Shel Anivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav Kilu Chorav B'Yamav. But the words of the Yerushalmi are far harsher. Yerushalmi says, Kol Dor Shel Anivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav Malan Olav Ki'ilu Hu Hechrivo. So when we say, it is as if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in our times, that doesn't put personal responsibility on your shoulders. It happened. It happened in our times. It transpired. No, it didn't happen. It didn't just happen. You did it. So the Yerushalmi says, Kol Dor Shel Anivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav Malan Olav Ki'ilu Hu Hechrivo. You bear personal responsibility. It didn't just happen. It is about you. And therefore, these days should be not only days of mourning, but also days of cheshbon nefesh. And the Rambam makes this very clear in Hilchos Taanios. The Rambam says, Yesh shom yomim, and he explicitly refers to the Dalet Tzoymes. And the Rambam says that these days are days of fasting and mourning because we need to take to heart and do tshuva and rectify. So what do we need to do? And what is our responsibility in these days of mourning? I think it goes without saying. If it is true that every generation shall live in a base amigdash b'yom av malan olav kilehu echrivo, then we need to do our best. We need to do our best to rebuild the base amigdash. And how do we do that? It is only if we know and understand and appreciate what brought about the churban that we know what to be metak and what to rectify. So Chazal clearly teach us regarding bayis rishon. The Gemara says in Adoram Daf Pei Aleph, "Dov ezen nishol hachachomim lenaviim lamalach yashoras velo pirshuo ad shabo Hakadosh Baruch Hu." When Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself says, "Befi hanavi alozvam es toirosi shalei Baruch Hu b'toira tchila." Regarding the bayis sheni, the Yerushalmi says in Yom Daftes, "Bayis sheni al machorav sinas chinam." And the same we find in Yerushalmi, in Yom Edav Hei, Sinas Chinam. So Chazal say in the days of Bayis Sheni, they were tzaddikim, unlike in the times of Bayis Rishon. Bayis Rishon, they were over on Gimel Avedas Chamur Shebetoyer Avedazor Shvichas Domem, and Gilui Arayis. Bayis Sheni, they were diligent in the performance of the mitzvahs, Sinas Chinam. And the Yerushalmi says, "Hoyu oyevin es amomoin v'soinim ze'ezeh." It's an amazing Yerushalmi. It is Tavas Betza Kesef that brings Sinas Chinam. So, if we really want to be fitting to Binyan Beis Hamikdash, these are the two issues that we need to try to be better. More dedication and devotion to Talmud Torah, and Simchas Torah, and Arbotzes Torah, and Kviyas Itam Torah, and far more avoida in Midas Tovus, and in Ahavas Reim, and Kavod Chaverim. So the Netziv, in his short introduction to Hamek Dover al Torah, has an amazing passage. You need a lot of courage to write a paragraph like the Netziv did in his introduction to the Hamek Dover. So the Netziv writes that in Bayis Sheni, in the time of the Chorban, they were tzaddikim v'chassidim v'amelei Torah. But each of them thought that anybody that might have a different approach, different hashkofa, different attitude, humin v'apikoris, and that brought about sinas chinam. That's a powerful line. It's not that they weren't tzaddikim. Obviously, they were tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, chassidim, va'amelei Torah. But then Netziv says, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves some tzaddikim more, and he loves some tzaddikim less. So you could be a great tzaddik in Hilchos Shabbos and in Netilas Yadayim and in Shiluach HaKen. Every day they have Shiluach HaKen. But you know nothing about Avos Reim and Kavod Chaverim and Albonis Ponim. And you're convinced that Oyel Machloikas Al Hashem Shumayim, then Netziv says, that was Chorban Bayis Sheni. They were convinced that everybody that has different attitudes, different approaches, and maybe a different hashkofa, wapikoyres v'min, v'ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu soivel tzadikim ke'ela. In modern Hebrew, it sounds better, you know. HaKodesh Baruch Hu lo soivel ke'ela tzadikim. So it's not enough to be a tzaddik and ben adam l'mokrim. Neither is it enough to be a tzaddik and ben adam l'chaveray. Don't get me wrong. Shnei luchos ebris, the Ramban explains, why two and not one? Number one, dedicated to ben adam l'mokrim. Number two, to ben adam l'chaveray. And they were exactly the same. Exactly the same. Because these are the two pillars of Yiddishkeit. So Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of lack of Avos Torah. Bayis Sheni, Sinas Chinam. And it is these two issues that we need to deal with. It is in these two areas that we need to be far better to be fitting to the Bayis HaShlishi. That is our chiyuv. That is our mitzvah in these days, in these three weeks of mourning and of chor. And that is what the Navi says. Tzoyim Ravi, Tzoyim HaChemishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, V'Tzoyim HaSiri, Yiyu LeBeis Yehuda, L'Sosno, L'Simcha, L'Moedim Toyim. When? When? When will that be? So the Navi says, I can't tell you when, but I could tell you how. And it is up to you to determine when. Vo emes v'asholim ehevo. Toiris, toiris emes. Chosom eshol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emes, and that chosom is in the Torah. Ein emes elu Torah. If you will love Torah, and you will love Sholim, and instead of sin eschinim, we will have much more av eschinim. It is then, and only then, that Tzoyim Raviv, Tzoyim HaChemishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, Tzoyim HaSir, Yiyu LeBeis Yehuda, L'Sosano, L'Simcho, U'Lemoyadim Toivim B'Bias Goel Tzedek, B'Meheru V'Yomeinu Amen. So even though I spoke today about the Tzoyimis and about Tisha B'Av, goes without saying, next week we have the Shiur.
You see that you can't bring things back.
That is indirect.